Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the SOM TV podcast with a very special episode here. I wanted to jump in and say that Cup of Salvation is live now. This has been many, many years and so many more than just the production. It's up on SOM TV. It's now streaming. It has almost 3 hours of bonus content. So I wanted to interrupt your day today and say for this weekend, I'm hoping you have time to check out this film. I just also wanted to say a few things about the movie. Cup of Salvation is it's a huge risk for a number of reasons. It was a movie that nobody really wanted us to make a film that was so deep about history and about war and conflict and all these things. This is a story that I've carried in my pocket and in my brain for well over a decade, going back before the first SOM movie that we made. It's hands down the most important story I've ever told. It's totally separate from me. It is just to be able to tell a story about a people who are fighting for their survival in a country that's the most dangerous place in the world if you are trying to drink alcohol, and weave that with what wine and family mean to humanity. It's a big, big project. And so for this day and for it to finally be released in a way that everybody, anyone around the world can finally watch it, it's almost an emotional thing for us and, you know, my team and myself. So I just wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about the film. For those of you listening who are not subscribers who are thinking, how do I watch the movie? You don't have to subscribe. We have it up for rent and buy too. So that's on all the apps on the web, somtv.com, and you can just rent it if you'd like. You know, this particular movie, Cup of Salvation, was not supposed to be what it is. I'm going to try to keep this spoiler free because I know many of you have not seen the movie yet. Next week, I'm going to speak with the main character about how we pulled off the most dangerous wine in the world that you'll see in the film. And it's a harrowing, great, wild story, but I want to keep this podcast spoiler free. So watch the movie over the weekend so you can listen to next week's pod. This particular movie, before I made SOM, I directed a series on PBS, a travel show. And I had the opportunity to go all over the world. And while I was doing this, we went to a lot of archaeological sites and ancient sites and things like that. And when I did that, I discovered that wine was always a part of these murals. It was always a part of these burials. Wine was on people's sarcophaguses. It was something that mattered in a much deeper manner than, you know, on a surface level, it has alcohol or it's fun or whatever, you know, or in the case of Psalm 1, it's a bunch of guys taking an exam. I mean, this was something that fundamentally belonged to the origins of humanity. And it stuck with me for a very long time. And over time, you know, I made Psalm and the wine world sort of opened up a little bit to me. And then I made Into the Bottle, which was more history. But this film, this idea of how wine affected human civilization stuck with me forever. It never left. It was always scratching at the back of my brain. And honestly, probably the reason I stayed making wine content for as long as I have, because I wanted to figure out how to tell this story. And so I began setting up travel all over the world, starting with Italy and the Vatican and looking at Christianity. We filmed in the Dominican Republic, which was the first place vines landed on Columbus's second voyage in what's called the New World. And I did all of these things trying to trace how did wine follow humanity around the world and how did wine change the way humans behaved and guided us through our path. And then I went to a country called Armenia. And in Armenia, which is right smack dab in the cradle of where wine came from, and a lot of other things too. It's a very biblical place. It's the first Christian nation, and it is a truly ancient place. There is this archaeological dig, a site that goes back to Neolithic period, and there is a winery inside of this, and we were among the very first people to get access to this ancient winery called the Arni 1 Cave, and I filmed there and met a winemaker who is now the main character, him and his daughter of Cup of Salvation. And through them, I realized how much more important the film I was trying to make actually was. I realized that I was trying to make something purely historical, and sitting right in front of me was something that was a modern tale of family. And you could see how wine affects humans right through them, this father-daughter story. And so I started following them, and it changed the entire structure of the movie. And in the middle of that, we had an opportunity to go to a very dangerous country that borders Armenia and make a wine that's the first time it's been done there since a religious revolution. And people literally risked their lives in parts of this film. along the way. Of course, there was a war, and some of you have seen the movie, most have not. So I don't want to spoil things for you, but I do want to say that when you make a film with such dense topics and so many great characters, it has to sort of form a life of its own. And this one took that exact path where it had, I met them. There was a war. There was an opportunity in a foreign country, and we followed the river. And the film you see now, the one you will watch hopefully this weekend on SOM TV, could never have been made any other way. This is a film that you could not plan. You cannot sit down and outline. You cannot say, hey, I would like there to be a war in the place I'm filming so some harrowing things can happen and it can be scary and tense. All of those things happen. And when you're a documentary filmmaker, you sort of have to throw yourself to the mercy of what is happening, and you have to be able to listen to the right story. And so I want to say that because when you watch this movie, and when I watch this film, even still, and I've seen it many times while I made it, I just don't believe the things that happened in it. It feels like it's impossible. And this is one of those really rare films that has that type of a feeling. And that's why you continue to make documentaries. So I really hope that everybody gets a chance to watch this. And I'm personally, and my crew, we're dying to hear what you think of this movie. But that's partly why it took so long to release. And I know many of you have been, I see you on social media. I see everybody, hitting us up on the pod and everything and saying, where the hell is this movie? Well, aside from the fact that COVID and wars and things happened, it also was a pretty dangerous film to make. And we had a lot of things we had to deal with the government. And you'll understand when you see it. So there's a lot riding on this movie for me, mentally, professionally, emotionally. If you do see it and you love it, I want you to please, please, please tell everyone you can. And also let us know on social, some way, reach out to us. Let us know that you liked it or if it affected you, because that would mean a lot. There's a lot of bonus feature stuff that I also want to mention that's live. We dropped all of it at the exact same time on SOM TV. So we did nearly 3 hours of additional stuff. In the film, there is one of the most celebrated war photographers working in the world right now. Somebody who's covered some of the biggest conflicts in Africa, Central America, South America, the Caucasus Mountains, where we filmed a lot of this movie, and in the Middle East as well. He was captured in Syria during the Syrian war. And so we did a special short documentary about his life and his perspective on life. It's called The War Photographer, and that's streaming. Gives a much greater context to his character in the movie. We've also done extended tasting scenes with winemakers like Steve Mathiasen and Paul Hobbs, who I think are two of the most interesting winemakers working up in Napa and Sonoma, tasting with our main characters in the film. So we did extended scenes for that. There's a Q&A with myself and the cast at the LA premiere. And then also there is the story of how we pulled off this crazy wine. And I think that at the end of the movie, your biggest question is going to be, where can I get that wine? Well, the story of how the wine happened is right now streaming in a conversation with myself and the main character. And that's just the beginning. I mean, you can take a tour of a Soviet winery that we filmed in that has to be seen to be believed. Most dangerous ass place I've ever walked into with a camera. I mean, you guys will not believe what this place looks like. So I just wanted to drop in and say the film is live. It means a lot to us. It's a really, really important story and extremely important to the people who are in it and the people who made it. And we really hope you enjoy this film, and we hope you watch it on SOM TV. For those of you listening who are not subscribers who are thinking, how do I watch the movie? You don't have to subscribe. We have it up for rent and buy too. I'm very excited to talk in the future about all the other things we have coming to SOM TV. So thank you all. Have a great weekend. Drink something nice. Let us know what you think of the fourth SOM movie, Cup of Salvation. Thank you.